Something to say about the MySpace users for military.
Yeah, go ahead, man.
Back during OIF-1, you were lucky to talk to your family once every month on the phones that they would bring for the soldiers to use. And nowadays, I think people are just being greedy because they still have Yahoo and a lot of other forums to talk to their families. So I think there was still life before MySpace and YouTube.
No, there was, man, but any chance you can have to improve life. Like, we don't have to always look back at the way things used to be, you know? Like, we don't always have to look back at, you know, I mean, the military also used to use totally different weapons, you know? And yet, yeah, you may say we're spoiled because we have all this technology and everything, but you're putting your life on the line, you know? So why not make it as good as you possibly can? You know, why not make it the experience as close to having a relationship with your family back home who's making a sacrifice as well? Why not make it as easier as possible? We live in an age where you can do that.
Well,
so I think it's unfair.
Putting your life on the line, there are still ways to communicate with your family, but if you get too many ways to communicate with your family, it might distract the soldiers from the mission.
I understand, man. Well, thanks for the call.
Thank you.
Stukes in the morning, go ahead.
Well, I'm sitting here listening to everybody crying about how the soldiers can't get on the computers and all that mess, and mm-hmm. I'd just like to remind everybody that all the wars that we fought previously, mothers and wives and everybody never even knew what the hell was going on with their husbands over there and their sons and all that. You know, they did it a lot tougher. I mean, letters were sent. You get a letter once a month if you were lucky and know what was going on, so the advancement of technology is a good thing to some extent, but I don't think that it's necessary that a soldier be having to contact mom and dad and the wife and kids once a week or whatever at home. I think it just more or less distracts them from what their mission is.
Well, if they have downtime, why can't they use that however they want to use it? You know?
Well, I mean, you know, you not everybody's got common sense. That's part of the problem. That, you know, they might be posting up pictures that give anybody else that can get access to that clues about where they're at, what the deployment strength is, how many troops are on the ground, where weapons are sitting. You know, it's not nothing to triangulate a computer message either. You can figure out where that stuff's coming from, and you can read those hints, and the people that know the lay of the land can see any digital pictures that are being
sent.
Okay,
dude, how much money are we spending on the war? And how long have we been doing it?
And too many lives lost.
So how much more would it take to get somebody to follow these soldiers? And I know that's not the ideal situation either, to make sure, you know, to have someone constantly looking over your shoulder at what you're doing online as far as videos and everything. How much would it cost to get a decent team together of computer experts to just investigate this one deal and shut these things down as they come up? The scope of things,
the thing is, I don't think it's a cost factor. I think it's a fact of actual manpower. How are you going to put somebody on top of every computer to make sure what they're doing? And then,
well, you don't need to do it on every computer. How many videos have come from Iraq total?
Bunches of them. My son just got back from Iraq. Those guys were sending videos and stuff back and forth all the time.
I know, but I mean, when you say bunches of them, like, there are a lot of people in the military who don't have cameras, and I would say most of them don't have a video camera over there shooting stuff. And so, yeah, but if you want to say there's 100,000 videos out there,
right,
you should still be able to index that quick enough to be able to solve that problem. There's just, you know, there's so many things you can do with computers that we're not aware of, that there should be a way that you can stop that. So I don't know if I buy that argument as much as they're making about it.
Well, I'll tell you what, the other problem that they've got is these kids are using those digital cameras and sending those chips back and forth back home. A lot of the information is getting posted here stateside.
What do you mean, sending chips?
Sending the little memory chip out of your digital camera. They're sending those things back home.
Yeah.
And then they wind up getting posted stateside. Then, like I said, my son just got back. He said that, you know, maybe one in three guys is actually out there with a little digital camera. Digital camera only costs you $150 anymore.
Yeah, that's a good point.
You know,
yeah,
everybody's got one. You send those chips back. Wife, mom, dad, they can post them here stateside on MySpace. I mean, there's a security issue with it, most definitely, I believe.
I don't know. I think the way you're talking about with using a memory card would probably be more appropriate. Would probably be better, because if you send it straight to a family member, You know, and it is something that's intimate. You wouldn't need to post it up on YouTube or something.
There you
know,
there
you wouldn't need to do it for everybody. That's interesting. Well, thanks for the call, man.
All right. See you.
Sticks in the morning. Go ahead.
Yes, I was just calling to comment on the guy, soldier, who was there talking earlier about, you know, that some soldiers can't afford the internet.
Yeah.
Well, that just goes to show leadership. This is my husband's third tour, and last time and this time, he's been an NCO, and he gives his soldiers time to use his internet that he pays for to be able to send an email to their families so that, you know, they're doing okay, even
yeah.
if they can't afford it. He's, you know, it doesn't bother him because he still has to pay for it. He still has it. So he lets his soldiers use it. And to me, that goes to show what kind of leader you are. Are you a leader who supports your soldiers?
Yeah. Or do you just hog your
computer
yourself?
You're a leader who is selfish and just worried about what you can do and who you can communicate with.
But
so I just wanted to comment on that.
Is the internet speaks? I don't want to go off just what one guy said earlier, saying that the internet speeds down there are just terrible. If you're not on the military network, it goes excruciatingly slow.
No, my husband paid for it. It does require a deposit, and it's a monthly fee like you would here in the States, and I believe it's like $50.
I know, but the guy who talked to, this guy earlier said it was $60, but he could only get half a K download per second, which is like dial-up speed, like below dial-up speeds. It's really, really ancient.
Well, I don't think it's that bad. I'm not sure when he was there last, but my husband's there at this point, and we always use Yahoo Messenger, and there is a little delay, but it's nothing major, you know, but it's worthwhile. I mean, especially if you're an NCO and you're willing to share it with your soldiers, and I'm not the whole platoon, you know, maybe your immediate soldiers to be able to communicate if they can't afford it themselves.
Yeah. Well, that's very good points this morning. Thanks for calling in, and thanks for everything that you and your husband do for our country.
Thank you.
Take